What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
Breaking news this morning that weapons have been quietly been shipping to Israel out of the Oakland airport, despite Oakland being the city that in 2023 adopted an anti-genocide resolution. Joining me to discuss is Dina, born and raised in the Bay Area and an organizer with the Palestinian Youth Movement. Good morning, Dina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kat. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you know, always and forever. IG, I'm glad that you are here. Not happy to hear what you are here to talk about. Holler at the folks. What's happening at Oakland Airport?
Yeah, it's shocking, Kat. So last week, the PYM published a report that uncovered Oakland's central role in the transportation of military cargo shipments to Israel. And these shipments include F-35 fighter jet components that are essential to the functioning of Israel's F-35 fleet. And we know it's pursuing its ongoing bombing campaign and genocide in Gaza, and it's intensifying. And so we've seen that at least 280 military cargo shipments have left the Oakland airport destined for Israel since January 2025.
I can't get a direct flight to the Caribbean out of Oakland Airport. Who is doing this? What was the carrier? Who's the airline? Who's putting the stuff on the planes? And who's signing off on this?
So we know that it is FedEx planes, but according to the PYM's research, these shipments were not sent from Oakland just once or twice, but multiple times a week, almost every single week this year. And we did an analysis of like hundreds of shipments, and Oakland was actually the largest departure point, one of the largest departure points in the country, with Nevatim Air Base in Israel as its final destination for at least 96% of the shipments. And as we know, Nevatim Air Base is home to Israel's F-35 fleet and where its F-35s are repaired and maintained. So we know that for a fact, the F-35 fleet is used by Israel to drop bombs on Palestinian homes in Gaza, and they rely on Oakland to resupply and recuperate their planes that, you know, have been used for the last 2 years to enact an air campaign on Gaza.
Who in Oakland's government knew this was happening?
You know, we think this was happening under the noses of Oakland residents, of educators, of city officials, union members. This was concealed. And so, you know, our role now is to expose the supply chain and how it's implicated our region. And we're really putting out a call to Oakland officials to right this wrong, to stand by the will of the people, being, you know, Oakland is one of the first cities that called for a ceasefire. And this is incongruous with the will of the people. And we believe that our Oakland officials have a duty to make this right. And so what we're doing now is just calling attention to this and hoping that the right people understand the gravity of the situation and rectify it immediately.
Part of why I'm tugging a little harder at that thread, and I think I'm picking up what you're putting down, is that I did see on the post about it on Instagram, people are like shaming city council and shaming Mayor Barbara Lee. And I think it's really important that we hold proper people accountable, right? Not knee-jerk who we think is accountable. And so if the elected officials did not notice what's happening, then we need to stop shaming them and instead ask them to intervene and stop this. I do wonder if you can. So we've got FedEx planes. What other corporations should we be calling out and shaming?
So, of course, we know that, you know, F-35s are manufactured by, or components rather, are manufactured by Lockheed Martin. And so it's a complex supply chain. There are many players. Okay. Right. And, you know, we want to call attention to this as it pertains to Oakland, because we think that our electeds can really make a difference here. And so it's not a naming and shaming per se. It's rather that we're calling them in and saying, you know, we want to raise awareness of what's happening. We've uncovered the supply chain. And so here's an opportunity for our community to act and for our electeds to pressure those who are enacting the supply chain to get this military cargo out of Oakland immediately.
Yeah, I mean, my guess would be that they're, you know, the folks that rock with us that sit on city council and you know, Barbara Lee was the sole vote against Iraq. I can't, I can't imagine they knew. I do expect that now that they know there will be stuff to do. What do you want us to do, Dina? What's my assignment?
The assignment, it's the Oakland community is strong. We know that Oakland has been a bastion for progressive values. They were the birthplace of the Black Panther movement, anti-war and anti-draft movements for the Vietnam War. And we know our community is outraged, and it's time to funnel that outrage into action. And so altogether, we need to appeal to Oakland's elected officials and pressure them to get this killer cargo out of Oakland. And so at this moment, I would say, read the report at armsembargonow.com/report. Follow the campaign on Instagram at Oakland Arms Embargo. And we have a responsibility to get genocide and get killer cargo out of our city. And so I would urge everyone listening to get plugged into the campaign and get ready to take it up with us.
Did you say armsembargoreport.com?
It's armsembargonow.com/report.
All right. I'm writing that down because we're going to put it in the archive of the show. I got to dip in a minute, Dina, but because I have you, real quick, connect the dots for me while the fight against fascism here is connected to the fight for a free Palestine.
You know, we were just at the People's Conference in Detroit, and actually one of the speakers put it really well, Eugene Puryear. He said that Gaza is sitting in the middle of everything. It's not a peripheral issue. It's a central issue. And so we believe what's happening in Gaza is connected to the fascism we're seeing here in the U.S., ICE raids, even the liberation struggles of nations in the global south. And so it's really imperative that people understand that the suffering we're seeing here and abroad are all connected, and that the fight for Palestine, for Gaza, is a fight for all oppressed people. And so I think that's it's really imperative to get that across. And so when people plug into this campaign, they're actually fighting for all people, fighting for liberation across the world.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Dina, thank you so much for the work. Thank you so much for alerting us to this. And you know, I'm at the ready. We at the ready. So when there's marching orders, you be sure to let us know.
Of course. Thank you, Kat.
All right. Take care.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.